On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I can hear you asking yourself, why is The Commercial Break releasing an episode on a Thursday? Well, Chrissy is still out dealing with a family issue, and we're sending all the love to her and her family. Over the last four seasons, we've collected a lot of episodes that we never ran for one reason or the other. So rather than let it all go to waste, I'm going to give you a bonus episode on this Thursday, and then we're going to have a series of special guest hosts in studio with me to wet your whistle and keep this train rolling. Today, I'm sharing an unpublished episode where Chrissy and I review an ED infomercial from the 1980s. This is where we got the term Why Brian 3000, and even though it's a rather limp episode of The Commercial Break, I want you to straighten up and listen hard as a series of actors and infomercial hosts tell you how to fix all your problems in the bedroom. It's an infomercial that was made in heaven just for The Commercial Break, and now I'm happy to give it to you just two seasons after it was recorded. Chrissy and I will be back together just as soon as we can. But until then, I give you the Why Brian 3000 episode from The Commercial Break can. Enjoy.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Chrissy, what is your favorite what is your favorite hard liquor drink? Not beer, not wine, not spritzer.
Yeah, I guess I would go with vodka.
Just a vodka?
Like a vodka soda.
A vodka soda. Mm-hmm. I'm a gin and tonic guy myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see vodka soda. I see that it's refreshing.
Yeah, it is.
I'm gin and tonic kind of guy.
Yeah?
I think it's refreshing. I like to squeeze the lime in there. Squeeze the lime in the coconuts.
Too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like tequila, but you can't drink too much tequila.
Well, that's the thing I was going to say, because tequila's hot right now. Everybody loves tequila. Yeah.
I was drinking it frozen. Like, I'd put it in the freezer,
yeah.
And then I'd just take sips of it throughout the night, back when I was a raging alcoholic.
You've now replaced that with heavy cream and cereal.
That's right. Now I like my cream. My wife said, you better start adding milk to that cream because it's $10 a fucking box or whatever it is. And the reason why I asked the question is because you sent me an article that I think is absolutely fucking insane.
Yes.
I know that craft cocktails are all the rage and that bartenders are now mixologists and I get it. There's a trade craft to all that. And I understand because I was one, although I wasn't that kind of bartender. I was the kind of bartender like, could you pop a Bud Light for me? Sure, no problem.
You were flipping bottles at Chili's. You know.
I was flipping bottles at Chili's, but I didn't exactly know what all the mixes were, so I just made shit up. Like if someone asked for
half of it.
You know, a strawberry shitterita, I'd be like, tequila, strawberry mix, whiskey, sour mix, two lemons, and a olive. Sounds great to me.
Yeah.
I just made it up half the time and no one really noticed because let's be honest about it. Hard liquor is hard liquor. And you know, as long as it tastes somewhat good, it's likely you're going to go. Someone asked me for an old fashion the first time. For the first 2 years of an old fashioned, this is what I did. I muddled a cherry. I put a packet of sugar in there. Sometimes sweet and low if we were out of sugar.
Yum.
I put three fingers of whiskey and some ice. That is most definitely not an old fashioned.
You never got complaints.
Never got complaints. Okay, as a matter of fact, one guy at the Italian.
This is the best tutorial.
Hey, Brian, send him a bottle of Chianti Classico. Okay, no problem. I'll send a bottle of old shitty vinegar to their table along with that bread you reused from 3 days ago. Send them the Chianti Classico and some soft-shell crabs. Soft-shell crabs. But I had one guy who used to come. He loved it. Brian, make me no fat. This shit's good, man. I don't know what you do to that, but I'm like, it must be the sweet and low, sir.
The Brian special.
The reason why I ask is craft cocktails are all over the place. And
yes,
now craft cocktails are all over the place.
Craft has inserted that they're in the game.
They're in the game. They're going to take that, you know, billion-dollar craft macaroni and cheese brand that they have, and they're going to put some booze in it and make it a cocktail.
Hey.
This is not a joke.
No.
Craft has put out a recipe that has...
There's some restaurant, I think, in New York. The article said it. But yeah, they're making it.
Velveeta cheese.
Mm-hmm. Teeny.
A Velveeta cheese teeny.
Yes.
And it comes with actual pasta surrounding the lip, like macaroni and cheese surrounding the lip, and olives on a stick. It is absolutely horrid. It is horrid.
I can't imagine.
Part of the reason why I like gin and tonic is because I understand the drunk behind a gin and tonic. I've had so many gin and tonics. Matter of fact, for a long time, that's all I drank. I understand the drunk. I can navigate a gin and tonic drunk.
Sure.
Right? I'm not afraid of getting out of control because I know what's coming, when it's coming, and then I know how to recover the next day from a gin and tonic. If I start adding fucking macaroni and cheese to my gin and tonic, I'm pretty sure things are going to get ugly.
I mean,
pretty
I guess in one way, you're kind of just tackling the late night snack along with the drink.
True. You know, they always say, put some greasy food in your belly. You might as well just guzzle it down with that whiskey, too. Yeah. This is insane. What is the nastiest drink you've ever had?
I don't know. I try not to order nasty drinks.
Yeah, I try not to order nasty drinks either.
I mean, probably back in like younger days before, you know, when you had to sneak something from somewhere or whatever, like Boone's Farm.
Oh, God. Like, you know what the first alcohol that I ever tasted was? Golden Grain.
Oh, the Golden Grain. Yeah, that was mixed in there
proof.
Too.
Yeah, 200 proof. I think it wasn't like pure alcohol
like,
or some shit.
Nothing like getting like high school kids.
Yeah, giving high school kids a bottle of Golden Grain. Back in the day, like when I was growing up, it wasn't even hard either. You would just walk to any gas station that wasn't like Shell or Quick Trip. You'd walk to any gas station and they'd always be willing to sell you whatever they had behind the
thing.
I know. But I will never forget the taste of that. And I just disliked it so much. That, you know, I kind of stayed away from like brown liquors for me are not my thing.
Yeah.
But when I
like a good bourbon.
I went to this place. I don't know what it was called. Fla Fla Flu Flu. I mean, some bullshit, something in Miami. You know, one of those, you know, salt
Boutique.
Or, you know, table.
Yeah. Trendy. Room. Loungy. Yeah,
that's right. It just has one word and it's like, you know, yes. I don't know. Hacky sack. I don't know what it's called. It's like one word. It's trendy. The IKEA furniture is everywhere. You know, everyone's dressed up to the nines and they're all out. And there's it was right on the canal. So you could watch the cruise ships come in and out. And they had a beautiful, lovely, you know, place to sit outside patio. An inside patio and an outside patio.
It's all breezy and airy.
It's a breezeway. But they had this martini, the Bloody Mary bar that was outrageous.
Oh, yeah.
And they would make you the Bloody Marys. And one of them was like the ultimate Mary, right? Or whatever it was called. Chrissy,
it had like
are you ready
20
for this?
Different.
20 different things in it. It had an oyster. It had a fried shrimp. It had those little pearl onions. Mm-hmm. It had olives. It had Tabasco. It had Bloody Mary mist. It had orange juice.
Everything.
It had the tail of a grouper. It had a. It was fucking disgusting. Yeah. It was gross. Don't put oysters in my drinks. I just like an oyster down my gullet with a little bit of lemon on a cracker. Cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
Please don't
you
put it in my
had
Bloody
that.
Mary.
Did you have that at the same beach bar?
I did, yeah. Well, I scooped out the oyster and I put it on a cracker because I was like, I'm going to be goddamned if I'm going to drink this in my Bloody Mary. It's just so...
It's too much.
And it was so disgusting. It didn't even taste anything good. It tasted like oyster juice. That's what it tasted like.
It's almost more of a novelty.
Like, I think we'd taken the craft cocktails a little too far. Mm-hmm. Gin, tonic, vodka... Soda.
Simple.
7-7.
Yep.
Golden Grain teenagers. Like, those things go hand in hand. You started putting noodles in your fucking craft cocktails.
Yeah.
I think it's all gone
too
far.
Much.
It's all gone. But you know what oysters are good for?
What's that?
They're good for arousing.
Oh, I've heard that.
The testicular area.
That's right.
Or the vaginal area. If you wanted to get your pudenda all charged up, you throw a few gullets down your oyster. Do you find that that food is an aphrodisiac? Like, do you think that's true?
I hate to say this, but I'm not an oyster fan.
Oh, God. She's not an oyster fan, but give her some stone crabs and she'll go to town.
I do love most seafood, but
give her stone crabs at $22 a piece and she'll order 30 of them.
I could do like the oysters Rockefeller. Isn't that the one with the cheese and the spinach?
Oh, yeah.
Too?
So good.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, cooked.
But, but
or
not
heated up.
Not the other way. It doesn't really, it's not appetizing.
So I'll tell you a little story real quick. When I was engaged for the first time, there was like a Thanksgiving feast in the big family house down south every year. But this was the first year her and I had been dating. And so we decided it was best just to be at our own family's houses.
Yeah.
But she was in charge of one of the dishes. And one of the dishes was oyster casserole.
Oh, okay.
Okay. which is about as delicious as it sounds. Yeah. Fucking disgusting.
Does it have some type of crumble?
It has a crumble, has a cracker, yeah. has a cheese, has a goopy, has oysters that come in like a container. Yeah. And they're full of slimy shit. It's like brine. But you don't take the oysters out of the brine. You pour the brine in the casserole.
You just dump
the whole jar in there. It's got layers of this shit. Hmm. It is absolutely fantastically. It is like diarrhea on a plate.
Before that must have been some kind of family tradition.
It's like a Southern thing, I think. Okay. I mean, I don't know. Because write in if you've ever had oyster casserole. I've never had it, but then I saw it every year at this Thanksgiving feast, and I also noticed that not too many people were diving into the oyster casserole. But I was. My girlfriend at the time had said, "Listen, I got to work tonight. I don't know what to do about this oyster casserole. Like, I'm stressed out. I get home at 1 a.m. and then I get again on the road." I said, "Don't worry. Give me the recipe and I'll make the oyster casserole." I was literally in the kitchen with gloves and like a towel Masked. Wrapped around my face. And she had this dog at the time, like this brown lab. And the brown lab was just like looking at me in the kitchen. Like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? And I was like 3 feet away, like slopping the oysters in the casserole. It was so disgusting. I don't think that oysters for me have ever been an aphrodisiac, even though I like to eat them. It's not like I get a boner afterwards.
Yeah. Bing.
Bing. I just don't find
it. I think this is one of those things left over from like the Middle Ages or whatever.
Yeah. It's like. Yeah,
Roman times.
Maybe back then they were, but our bodies have advanced since then. And now we need straight Viagra shot into the cock in order for it to get hard.
Right.
These kids that are watching too much porn, that's what they're going to have to do. Pretty soon they're just going to have to get that shot of whatever, Erecto 5000 or whatever the porn stars use.
Right.
You know, to put shots right in their penis.
I have heard of this, yes.
And they've been doing that for a long time, and I don't know what it is that they put in there, but
it sounds painful.
It sounds not good for your penis, is what it sounds. It's not good for your penis. But I was wondering this whole conversation, the oysters and the drink, it all led me to think about what were men doing before Viagra, because there's a lot of the old wives' tales, like horny goat weed and ginseng, and you know, there's magic dances and all this other stuff. Oysters as an aphrodisiac to help a man who might need help get aroused in that department. But before there was Viagra, what was there?
I don't know. Probably supplements.
Is right.
Things that are claimed to work, like a pill that makes you lose 100 pounds.
Yeah, a pill or a paste or a powder or something. Because Chrissy, you're almost right. I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I like to do. And I found a full 30-minute, which we won't go through all of it, but 30-minute infomercial, late night infomercial, dedicated to the man who needs a little help besides his hand, the man without a hand looking to get a little help with his pizzle
yes.
party, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Getting his pizzle pole like.
Yes.
His pole like pizzle. So without further ado, I'd like to present to you this 30-minute infomercial.
Well, I'm super excited.
On Wybron. Wybron, the penis enhancing supplement. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Let's take a look.
As much as I'm sure you love listening to Brian drone on, we really do have some bills to pay, like my salary. So go to tcbpodcast.com to find all of our audio and video. Check out our Instagram at The Commercial Break, our TikTok at tcbpodcast, and of course our YouTube channel at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. You can also text us at 855-TCB-8383 with your thoughts and probably concerns. And now, let's listen to some sponsors so I can continue to have a job.
Let me back up here a little bit. I just want to show the beginning of this because I think it's an important prelude.
Part of
to
the
what
story?
Yes.
Okay.
The following special program deals with a new homeopathic product, Wybron, just released to deal with the problem of non-organic male impotency.
Non-organic? What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
My penis. I got my penis at Whole Foods. Where do I get help with the Whole Foods penises? I think this is less of a disclaimer and more trying to get people excited about what's coming up.
Right, or that it's official.
Yeah, it's official.
Mm-hmm.
Many doctors have taken a look at this. Even though we can't claim anything in this 30-minute infomercial. We just wanted you to know.
Just take our word for it.
That if you have a non-organic penis and you're looking for help, this is the thing for you.
Wybron.
Wybron.
Viewer discretion is suggested. The opinions expressed are those of the doctors and professionals that appear and may not necessarily be that of the general medical or scientific community.
Right.
The opinions suggested really by these four fucking quacks are generally not accepted by anybody else.
Right. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way.
On the low end, I think we should say that about one out of every eight men in the United States have male sexual dysfunction or impotence. There you go.
Whoa. This guy's pumping up a penis pump. Yeah, that's a penis pump. Like a penis implant.
Oh, okay.
So they surgically put it in your penis, and then you have to pump it up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hurry up, baby, get in here before my cock deflates.
Well, how do they put it in there?
Hey, girl, it's Carl. You know that pump we got for the air mattress? Get it out. I'm on my way over. Pump me up for a few. I'm going to pump me up to 90%. See what
I'm pumped up.
Hey, honey, it's me, Carl. I just wanted to call and let you know that. Get yourself ready. That's in 30 minutes. I'm going to start to deflate.
I should make fun. It's going to be me in like 2 years.
Do women have an impotent problem?
Welcome to Let's Talk with Lyle Wagner.
Let's talk with Lyle Wagner.
I love it because they've made it talk show style, but this is an actual paid commercial.
Of course it's a paid commercial. And everybody in the audience is paid, and the guys up on stage are paid, and anyone who appears on their behalf is paid.
Right.
And Lyle Wagner doesn't even know what the fuck he's about to talk about. Lyle Wagner is such a professional. He's one of these, half of you don't even know, would never know who Lyle Wagner is, but I've seen him. I think he was on Dallas, right?
He's like a bit actor
from the 70s weird television shows like Dallas and Dynasty, and he was in some of these movies. Yeah. Never really famous kind of guy, but he's a handsome, very tanned.
Yeah, he's a silver fox.
With
there,
a pompadour, like one of those Elvis pompadours. Yeah.
Silver.
Did Jeff get the pompadour the other day? Did he go for the pompadour?
He didn't go for the pompadour this time.
I don't know why. If there's any aphrodisiac in the world, it'd be Jeff with a pompadour.
Absolutely.
Tell Jeff he can borrow my penis pump when I'm done.
Thank you. And welcome to Let's Talk. We have another
Did you notice how everybody started clapping and stopped clapping at the exact same time?
Yes. This is staged.
Stop.
Interesting show today. As usual, we ask you, the viewing audience, to let us know what you want to talk about. Well, you picked quite a subject today. Sex and sensuality.
Thank you for calling Lyle Wagner's direct telephone line. Please leave a message after the beep.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Lyle, it's me, Cindy from Oklahoma. I really want to talk about my husband's half-hard cock. Are you able to do a whole episode on his half-hard cock?
Yeah, people were writing in.
It just so happens we have a sponsor that talks about half-hard cocks. Do you think anybody ever wrote in to Let's Talk?
No.
No, of course not.
It's certainly a motivating force in our lives. We see it all around us in the advertising, the music, the clothing that we wear. Just
a hardcore porn.
A few things. However, for the 20 million men in this country today who are sexually impotent or experiencing some degree of that problem, sex takes on a very different light, which can lead to extreme frustration and a possible breakdown in a relationship. So the focus of today's Let's Talk is on male impotence or the inability to perform sexually.
Now, some of these guys in their audience, they're like, yeah, tell me more.
I know. Especially that guy with the cowboy hat on.
I know, there's a guy with a cowboy hat on right behind. You go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to watch this, but there's a guy with a cowboy hat on behind him, and this guy is like, he's the kind of guy who has never cracked a smile in his entire life, but his brain is working overdrive right now. He's like, I've been waiting for this all my life. I've been riding these damn horses, gave me a half cock. Quarter cock.
It's a non-organic.
This will be
non-organic quarter cock.
Yeah.
Some explicit sexual problems. We recommend using viewer discretion. In other words, today's program may not be appropriate for the younger viewers.
You don't say, Lyle Wagner. That was a hard call to make. May not be appropriate for the youngest of viewers, but you decide.
It's up to you.
Yeah, you decide.
Now, the first thing that we're going to be talking about is this product called Wibrin. It's manufactured by Smith Davis Pharmacal.
Pharmacal. Oh, the old Pharmacal company.
Pharmacals. Okay, this board meeting of Wibron is called to order, and the first order of business is this clearly doesn't work, and it's probably going to cause men's penises to fall off. We can't call it a pharmaceutical. Sir, I have an idea. We could call it a pharmacal. A pharmacal. I like that.
There you go.
What exactly is a pharmacal?
It's almost the pharmaceutical.
The commercial break. It's a comedy podcast. You can't call it a comedy podcast. A comedy podcast.
Reported to be changing people's lives by stimulating sexual desire. I understand that the product is not only for the men who are sexually impotent, but also for the guys who may need to put a little zest back in their sexual relationship.
Zest it. Yeah. Zest it.
I don't know. Every time I hear the word zest, I think of like a lemon peel.
Like, right.
I think of a mixologist adding zest.
The zest. Yeah, yeah, with a little
grater. Absolutely no taste to my drink.
Right.
It's like, why did you just do that? It's lemon essence. It's lemon essence. What it really is it's the rind of a fucking lemon. If you cannot put that in my drink, I certainly would appreciate it. Sounds like you need a little zest in your love life.
All right, now, I'd like to introduce today's guest. First of all, we have with us Mr. Gary Ballin. He's president of...
Oh, I really wanted to say that Gary Ballin, because that would have just...
Ballin. I think Ballin, it is Gary. Ballin. Mr.
From
Ballin.
Smith Davis Pharmacals. Pharmacals. What a load of shit. Pharmacals.
I know. I've never heard that again.
Cromedy Frogger. The commercial break. Cromedy Frogger. Pharmacals. You never heard that again because the FDA immediately made that illegal.
Yeah, they had to.
You can't. There's no such thing as a pharmacal.
Public relations at Smith Davis Pharmacal. Next, Dr. Marvin Hausman, a board-certified urologist, a researcher, and medical director of the Center for Sexual Function in Los Angeles. And finally, Dr. Leonard Rappaport, a board-certified practicing surgeon and medical consultant. Gentlemen, welcome.
Of the three men that were just introduced there, one of which is, we'll hear from here in just a second, it seems like Dr. Rappaport here probably is the least likely to experience impotence. I feel like he's on a boat somewhere. You remember we talked about lake life?
Yes.
Like how the old men just drive around the yachts
right.
with hot young women right. all over them? I feel like Rappaport's the guy who's got
Rappaport
a big boat.
Rappaport for sure doing that.
Welcome to Let's Talk. Mr. Ballin, we were talking before we went on the air about your product, Wibrin. And you were telling me that this has been changing people's lives. Could you share that with our audience?
Yes, Lyle, I can.
Yes, Lyle. Besides the couple incidents of penises falling off, right. things have been going really well.
I was going to say they're going to the hospital. Changing lives.
We gave this to 300 gerbils, and we found that half of them died from having too much sex. It's amazing. Let me take off my glasses and make things better.
Originally developed the product to treat male impotence. However, after various clinical tests, we discovered that not only did it help, frankly, the impotent.
He did take off his glasses.
He did take off his glasses.
He's getting serious.
First of all, why do I feel like Gary Ballin was part of these clinical tests?
I bet he did try it out.
We all took a little wide round and went on down to the cheetah. Take a look at some hot tits. Which clinical test did you do? We slathered Wibron over our bodies.
Is it topical or is it pill?
I don't know. I tried to order some, but the phone number was disconnected. I didn't find anything about Smith Gary Pharmacals or whatever it is.
But it also helped those who are experiencing a loss of sexual desire.
Is Wibron a drug?
No, not in the conventional sense.
No, not in any sense whatsoever. It's, I don't know, you throw it in the air and you walk through it. It'll work real well for you.
The natural therapeutic product developed in the homeopathic manner, which is considered safe and efficacious.
What?
So it's all natural.
It's considered safe and superficious. It's considered super fragilistic expialidocious. You know what I mean? It's fine. Don't worry about it. Put it in your bath. Slather it on your cock. Snort it up your nose. It's perfectly safe.
Absolutely. Okay. Dr. Hausman,
We have 28 more minutes on this special. Do you mind talking a little bit more about this?
People develop the lack of sexual drive and possibly become impotent.
Well, you have to view this in terms of two phases or two causations, the organic versus the emotional or psychological. The organic or physical is any decrease in blood flow, such as can occur in patients with diabetes.
Okay. Wait, now we're learning about the organic.
Yeah, organic is impotent. Is like physically impotent.
Right, but the non-organic
just
means
it's all in your head.
Right.
Right.
So they're going to help with that.
That's right.
Okay.
So what Wybron really does is it makes your partner look better.
It's mind over matter.
That's right. Wybron is actually a VHS cassette with porn on it. You take it out of the box and you put it in.
Heart disease, people with atherosclerosis. Many people don't realize, but when they take anti-high blood pressure medications, they have associated sexual dysfunction. A person who has low back injury cannot perform adequately because of the association of the pain with the movement during sexual activity. On the other hand, we have the psychological or emotional stresses of society, job stress, marital discord, even performance anxiety, just the fear of failure of a man engaging in sexual function can lead to total failure.
Oh, I know that feeling. I know that feeling. The good news is I don't feel that fear of failure until after I actually fail. So I'm good, and then I'm like, shit, again, Brian?
I see. Lots of things, then.
Absolutely.
Now, you've given
the... Lots of things. I see the director in the back like, God, thank God we paid for Lyle Wagner. He's real good on the fly, guys. Somebody in the control room get me somebody else.
Ingredient in the product of Wybron here to some of your patients with favorable results. Is that correct?
That's correct. We've used Yohimbine, which is a product that has activity in the central nervous system.
Yohimbine.
In the head.
We use Yohimbine. It's ayahuasca. It's DMT. It'll make any old hag look great. Yohimbine. Yohimbine. I think that's like green tea or something.
Right.
It causes an increase in libido or sexual desire. We've also had evidence that it increases penile erectile response.
Now, we have a little surprise for you today. One of Dr. Hausman's patients and his wife
evidence.
Will be joining us today.
I love surprises. What is it? It's one of Dr. Rappaport's patients. That's not a surprise. I don't care.
Please, let's welcome
Oprah's giving away cars in the studio next door. I got Jack and Jill. And the silly marital problems.
And Maria. Thank you, Carl and Maria, for being with us. Now, Carl, as we understand it, you had lost your sexual desire and ability, but you were helped through Dr. Hausman's treatment program. Is that correct?
That's correct, Lou.
Please talk with us about that.
A few years ago, I lost my sexual desire and, frequency of erections. And, things were looking pretty bad. And
I think Carl's like in his late 80s.
Yeah.
Like, don't you think that's the time when you should be losing the frequency of your erection?
I think so.
Poor Mary over there. She's like, I thought it was over. I thought I got Carl off
down.
Me. Yeah.
Suffered many, many years. And finally, I ran into a friend of Dr. Hausman. And
we started talking about my erectile dysfunction.
We started talking about my cock. And next thing you know... He's slapping some Wybron out there.
Ran into a friend.
I don't know about you, but when you have a friend like Dr. Carl, everything's going to be fine. That sounds like a strange story, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What, are you guys at a dinner party? So, what do you do about your quarter boners?
Right.
I'm glad you asked. I got a friend who just invented this shit called Wybron. Hey, I got some in the bag. You want me to jack some on you?
Little note and ask him for advice and... So he wrote him a note?
He wrote him a note.
He wrote him a note.
Yeah,
that was sweet
of
him.
Asking for advice. Yeah.
Dear Dr. Hausman.
That's what you do.
My cock is broken.
Somebody you don't know.
Yeah.
Just write him a note.
I got this piece of mail today. It's about a broken cock. Thank God we have Wybron.
Dr. Hausman, and I was enrolled into the program. And that was only 3 months ago, and the program really worked great for me because my, you know, health condition and outlook for life and, you know, philosophy.
What? I want to know what the program is. It's a program like you show up at a meeting. There's a bunch of strippers and porn playing on in the background. I want to know what the program is. What does that mean? Ah, I'm interested.
No.
And, you know, sex drive greatly improved, and we both enjoy life a lot more, you know. We'll go hiking.
Now that my penis works, we're both having a great time.
He's saying we go hiking.
Oh, they go hiking with his boner? We've got an extra walking stick now. I don't know why I find this so funny, but I do. And poor Mary over there. She's like, oh, God, I wish Carl would get off me.
I know.
Yeah. There's got to be a point at every woman's life, in every relationship, when you're just like, I just wish this guy would get off me.
Swimming and dancing and food tastes better and, you know.
Food tastes better.
So we really enjoy life.
Food tastes better.
No.
You know, I've been, I got my DD Cantor. I'm able to smell wine again with my balls. DD Cantor.
DD Cantor needs to go on the list. Yeah.
It does make a big difference.
So in just 3 months, you showed an improvement.
Absolutely.
Maria, are you happy with the results?
Very much.
So. I'll bet you are. But you know, for years, he said he suffered with this problem. Now, how did that make you feel? Wasn't it very emotionally stressful?
Very emotional for me, yes.
What did you think it was?
Very emotional for me. Really?
You think it was partly your fault?
I just didn't know about it, but I tried to help him in many ways.
Carl, what happened when you used this formulation? What kind of results?
Yeah, give us details. We need some details. Can you give us an example? What about a live prostate? What about a live prostate massage demonstration? I think that's an order. You might want to get your children away from the TV. I'll leave that up to you.
Could you see or feel?
Well, suddenly the erections were very different than before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your sex drive greatly improves.
All of a sudden, my penis had a little cape on it and it could fly. I found that I could actually stop speeding bullets and catch up with trains. It was amazing. Well, Wybron changed everything about me.
It's like a miracle happens.
Dr. Yeah. Hausman, is this a typical reaction?
Yes, it depends on the diagnosis.
Yes, but no. Yeah, yes, but not at all.
He's saying it is.
Let's go back and just check out that absolute denial with a yes.
It's like a miracle happens.
Dr. Hausman, is this a typical reaction?
Yes, it depends on the diagnosis and the reason.
Yes, no.
Just depends.
As much as I'm sure you love listening to Brian drone on, we really do have some bills to pay, like my salary. So go to tcbpodcast.com to find all of our audio and video. Check out our Instagram at The Commercial Break, our TikTok at tcbpodcast, and of course our YouTube channel at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. You can also text us at 855-TCB-8383 with your thoughts and probably concerns. And now, let's listen to some sponsors so I can continue to have a job.
Using the program and the medication, many people experience excellent results with this treatment program.
All right. So the program really works, right, Carl?
It certainly does, and I would suggest for other men that have similar problems, and I understand more than 30 million men in America suffer from these problems, so, you know, don't be afraid about your macho image and go and look for help.
Go get it taken care of.
Absolutely.
All right, Carl.
Wow, it seems like Carl, for just a regular old guy, has a lot of information about impotence.
I was thinking the same thing, yeah.
Maria, thanks very much for being with us today. Okay, we're going to take a little short break now, and we'll be right back and talk more about sexual impotence and the lack of sex drive.
I wonder which commercials they're going to play during this short break.
Yeah. Commercial during a commercial.
And things that we can do about these problems right now, so stay with us. Okay.
often called the epidemic of the 20th century, male impotency, or the inability to have a normal relationship, silently strikes an estimated one.
That one guy.
They
circled.
Singled out that one guy. Okay, what you don't see is that they all of a sudden, while they're giving this, while this guy is talking, called the epidemic of the 21st century. I've never heard impotence called the epidemic of the 21st century. What they have is a long shot of a very crowded beach, and there's people walking up and down the beach. What they do is they shade out the rest of the beach and circle one guy.
Because it strikes one out of every eight
men. One out of every eight men.
Every eight men over the age of 40. Every day we're surrounded by food.
He looks like a good poster chap. Can you imagine being at home and being like, hey, let's turn on some light. Oh, why, bro? They're like, hey, that's me.
That's us.
And anxiety and stress that can often lead to frustrating and embarrassing male impotency. But for thousands, this silent...
I don't know about you, but every time I get frustrated about my dick, I break a pencil.
It has been ended thanks to Vibron, a safe and effective formulation to address the problem of non-organic impotency. After recently undergoing two clinical studies, the
Look at those clinical results, Chrissy. There's two graph charts with lines on them.
They basically look exactly the same.
They look exactly the same. What happened? Where's... You can't see anything. There's no data points. It's just graph lines.
The formulation was shown successful in increasing desire and ability by raising...
Wow, that one looks like a hard dick. That graph line looks like a hard dick. Yes.
...level in many male test subjects. The test results were so impressive that now Vibron comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I'd like to see that. I'd love to see that. 60-day money-back guarantee if you can ever get a hold of the company again.
Exactly.
Or if you meet the following conditions. Mm-hmm. It's got to be back in its original packaging with the top back on and the plastic. You know, it's like...
Yeah. Would you have to prove that it didn't work? Would you have to take pictures?
I would. That's what I do. I'd send in Polaroids of my quarter cock.
Have nothing to lose. And Vibron is all natural, homeopathic, and completely safe. Now men from all walks of life, regardless of age, are having renewed and fulfilled relationships with their spouses. For many, Vibron has given back the energy and the youthful feel.
If I was that guy, I might just leave it alone.
Those two don't look too youthful.
Yeah, those two don't look too youthful. He's 6'9", so now they're showing more people at the beach. He's 6'9", and she's 5'2".
Yeah.
And she's wearing a like Walmart muumuu.
Feeling of manhood. When you decide to give Vibron a try, your
car
order will be
just
immediately
drove by them on the beach.
Well, that must be down in Florida where they are. Yeah, Daytona. That's right.
Processed and shipped to you confidentially packaged, so you too can try feeling the happiness, the self-confidence, the security, and all the joy that life has to offer through a successful and complete relationship.
All the joy life has to offer through a complete and successful relationship. Uh-huh. Chrissy, if we only knew this, if I only had this a couple of months ago, my relationship wouldn't be falling apart.
Your life would have changed.
That's right.
And I'm very, very happy now. I know that I'm having a good relationship, an intimate sexual relationship with my lady, and I'm the happiest guy in the world. Well, actually, this has lasted now for several years. I am 64 years old. We still have this marvelous relationship.
Marvelous.
Every Friday night, we go into the whip and chain room. And I'm 64. Look at me.
I owe it all to Vibron, because before then, I didn't think there was any hope. I thought I'd just kind of get old and fade
just
away.
Wither
and
away.
My dick would just permanently shrink up. Isn't that what happens if it goes from an Audi to an Innie? That's what I heard.
Of it all, it's proved entirely different. I feel like I'm 30 years old. I love it. And I was introduced to the Vibron program. After I was on the program, I experienced a very definite change. It's not an instantaneous change. I didn't expect.
It's not instantaneous. It takes 7 to 8 years of using Vibron in order to get a full and satisfactory relationship with my loved one.
But it was a very positive change, and it's made a very positive change in my lifestyle and in my marriage.
Your boner is back. It's hard as a rock.
I do want to know more about the full program.
I do want to know about the full program, too, because I have a suspicion that the full program
is porn.
Includes porn. Yes. That's right. Exercising, masturbating on a regular basis. Yes. Like the things that probably any real doctor would tell you to do should you be experiencing some struggles in the bed that were non-organic. That's right.
That's right.
That's the thing. It's all in your fucking head. Get out there. Watch a couple titty movies. Practice. That's what you can do. Practice makes perfect. My doctor told me that once.
Yeah, it's true.
When I was like 35, I went in for a physical, and my doctor was a little cuckoo, if you know what I mean. He said, how are your boners? And I was like, oh, boners are good. You know, feeling good about my boners. And he's like, yeah, you listen, when you get into a relationship you've been in for a long time, practice, practice, practice. And I was like, oh, sex, sex, sex. And he's like, sex, sex, sex? What, masturbation daily? He goes,
just keep it moving.
It's all good. And I was like, masturbation daily?
Keep it moving.
I do it twice a day, Doc. Come on, let's get it together. Now I'm slowing down
a
little.
That's the program.
Slowing down a little bit. Yeah, it's like 14 times a week. 13 times a week. But I don't want to get into my personals.
No Why Brown needed.
No Why Brown needed. It's Why Brian. That's what it is. Why Brian. All right, cats and kittens, there you go. There's a canned episode from season 3 of The Commercial Break. Couldn't be happier that we get to bring it to you because, quite frankly, I don't know what the fuck else I'd do with that material. And we also can't wait to have Chrissy Hoadley back home here in the TCB studio just as soon as she gets done with some family business. Remember, you can text us and leave us a voicemail that may be played on air. So this is a great place for Ask TCB at 626-ASK-TCB, the number 3. That's 626-ASK-TCB, the number 3. It is toll free from anywhere in the world. Leave us that voicemail with a question, comment, concern, or content idea. And remember, we may play it on air. So if you don't want your real name used, don't give us your real name. Additionally, go to Instagram at The Commercial Break. You can go to TCB Podcast on the ticks and the talks and visit our website, www.tcbpodcast.com. You can get your free TCB bumper sticker. The next one is being printed as we speak. Go to the website, hit the contact us button, send us your physical address, and we will send you a sticker. And finally, if you could, please go to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe, like, and comment on your favorite videos. We've all been doing the internet long enough. You know how to do it. So I'm going to send my special love and warmth over to Chrissy Hoadley. I'm going to tell you that I love you in the podcast universe. Best to you in the podcast universe. And until next time, I will solo say goodbye.